Thank you, Chair, and IOE and the business community appreciate your diligence and chairmanship in this process. All words are important as they determine the way in which a treaty may be interpreted, should it be ratified. The preamble is no exception. Unfortunately, as business community, we continue to see that the preamble blurs the clear and respected roles of states and companies, which carries important risk of impossible implementation as going against national law and states' prerogative. The draft also continues to lack legal clarity, as well as too vague, repetitive, and subjective language persist, which will leave room for contradicting interpretation. We have main concerns regarding the following PPs. PP2 should refer to International Labour Organization Fundamental Principles and Right at Work instead of all fundamental instruments. PP10, we are disappointed from the change from last year from capacity to potential proposed by Brazil, as this disregards the important existing efforts by companies which should be reinstated. In PP11, countries, not businesses, have the responsibility to follow up and review the progress made in implementing the 2030 agenda. This point should leave no room for ambiguity in the distinctive role and responsibilities between states and businesses. Yet, to achieve this goal, what is critical is the need of states to provide a conducive environment for sustainable businesses. Another key concern comes from PP12, which is diverging from the UN guiding principles by removing the wording that are directly linked, which is a central element when it comes to the business responsibilities. Excluding the direct causality could entail prevention and mitigation responsibility for companies that go well beyond what is reasonably possible for a company to achieve. This would overbroadly extend the scope of the corporate responsibility to respect and go against UNGP 13, letter B. In PP 13, the role of human rights defenders does not limit itself to promote the respect of human rights by businesses, but should also include primarily the promotion of the state's duty to protect. Lastly, on new proposals, Chair. As a business community, we want to remind state that this treaty has a subject matter, business and human rights. Yesterday and today, we heard many states saying that the foundational basis of this treaty should be the UN guiding principles. In the UN guiding principles, we are talking about internationally recognized human rights, and we are talking about responsibilities for businesses, not obligations. We need consistency. If we want this process to go forward, we need to respect international human rights law, not changing anything that would clearly fragmented with the UN guiding principles. Thank you.